Thousands of protesters outside of the Democratic National Convention have called on presidential nominee Kamala Harris to end American support for Israel or risk losing part of her base of support. Protesters travelled from across the country to wave signs reading phrases like "Peace now," "Stand with Palestine," and "End US aid to Israel." Bob Holzladen, a 64-year-old teacher from Colorado, says the Biden administration's handling of the conflict has influenced his vote in the upcoming election.
Unless Harris and Walz show something that to me is tangible, I cannot vote for Harris, and I certainly won't vote for Trump.
Recent polls show the majority of Americans disapprove of Israel's bombardment of Gaza, which has killed over 40,000 Palestinians so far. 71-year-old anti-war activist Medea Benjamin says she appreciates Kamala Harris's rhetorical shift on the issue, but wants to see real action promised.
Kamala Harris has expressed her sympathies for the Palestinian people and what they're going through, but nice words is not enough. We want action. And that's why we're here saying that she should call for an arms embargo. She should show us that her policy is not going to be the same one as Joe Biden's.